B-Pod Studios.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Roy, here's another Christmas present for us. Look who's on the phone.
Oh, my gosh. I can't believe it. It is Angry Frank.
How the hell are you? Love that intro. All the way from Rock Hill, South Carolina. There he is, Angry Frank. What's up, man? Producer Nicole was telling us that you have some theory about Santa. What is it?
Hey, I think he's fair. He's not fair and balanced, man. I think Santa Claus is truly boring. When the kids go to the mall, they get in line with their parents, and they're waiting to talk to Santa Claus. What a bunch of bull. I think to keep this thing even and balanced, you should have the Grinch on a throne opposite Santa Claus to send the naughty kids over there to scare the hell out of them so they'd be good so that they can talk to the Santa the way they want to. You know, I think that would be fair and balanced and then be a whole lot of fun.
So a parent is supposed to come in and be like, you know what, my kid's been a jerk. I'm going to send them in the Grinch line?
Or does Santa send them to the Grinch?
Right.
Okay, he agreed to both.
You know, I got to be honest. At first, when Frank started talking, I was like, here he goes, negative Frank. And now I'm thinking that would be really funny for them all to do.
Really?
A Santa and a Grinch?
No, that's traumatizing for kids.
Yeah, I think it's great.
Well, it would scare them straight.
And you grab Junior and you say, you see? Taking you over here. Oh, no. Yeah, you know.
By the way, if you don't know Frank, he calls the show quite a bit. A new listener from Rock Hill was on the news recently and was naked when the police walked in on him. You won't believe the stories. So are you enjoying our holiday show today?
Oh yeah, I mean you know, the caroling is fine. I mean if you're into that sort of thing, you know.
Which of course you're not.
Well, I don't have the very best voice, you know, and them clowns come around my house singing, you know, good tidings, good cheer, and da 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 da. Oh man, what a drag!
Sing us your favorite Christmas carol right now, Frank.
Let me see.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
I wish you a Merry Christmas. Santa Claus is coming to town.
Wow, perfect. On key and everything.
Yeah, see how that goes?
Okay.
Yeah.
Before we hang up, there's a couple other things that I have running through my mind about Frank.
What
do you guys think is his favorite holiday movie? Like, it's definitely a black and white something, right?
I don't think he watches Christmas movies.
I do.
Miracle on 34th Street?
Thumbs down.
The Grinch?
Christmas Vacation.
Christmas? Oh, hell no. No, man. No.
That's the best.
Okay.
Christmas Story.
Don't say Home Alone.
Yes!
What?
That's it.
Really?
I love that movie.
Okay.
I love the kid. What's his name? McCorky? McCollin?
McAllister. It's Kevin McAllister.
Yeah, but it's Macaulay Culkin, yes.
Macaulay Culkin, the actor.
Yeah, whatever.
Would you call him McCorky?
Yeah, a cute kid, and he beats up these crooks that come in the house. We've seen it, Frank.
Frank talking to people who have never seen Home Alone before, which is like 0% of the population. All right, so you love Home Alone. That's surprising. What's the best gift you ever gave? I know you have kids, you have grandkids.
Oh, the best gift I gave was to my ex-wife. I think it was my second ex-wife or whatever. Anyway, you know, I bought her this bike. You know, it's a 10-speed.
Mm-hmm.
I was teaching her how to ride a bike. I was being a good Frank for Jane, you know, which, you know, I hate to do that.
Yeah.
And the broad gets on the bike and runs into the garage. You know, and she busted up her wrist, man. It was really stupid. Who doesn't know how to ride a bike?
Surprisingly, a lot of people.
Yeah. Old producer Victoria didn't know how to ride a bike.
No. Well, what's the best Christmas gift you received?
Oh, divorce paper.
I am not surprised by that.
From the bride that didn't know how to ride the bike.
Oh, my God.
All right, Frank. It's always great checking into your life. Frank in Rock Hill, Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, and most of all, Happy New Year. And we hope to hear from you in 2020.
And send me a damn T-shirt.
Okay. Well, you know, I'll send you a T-shirt with my face all over it.
Yeah. And based on that news story we played about you months ago, it does not even like you wear clothes anyway.
Mm.
All right, Frank. Merry Christmas.
See you, bud.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.